Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for January 16th to the 22nd. So I want to thank everybody who made it out to the live on Friday for our satsang. And just to let you guys know that the video still has not been uploaded into the hub. And I know that the link that I shared on Facebook is not working and the one that I sent in the email is not working. Yeah, so the good news is that Mercury, which is in retrograde right now, which is our planet of communications, telecommunication, everything, you know, that we need to use in this digital age, it goes direct on January 18th. So we only have a couple of more days of hiccups like this. Hopefully, cross your fingers. There is, of course, the shadow phase that happens after that a little bit, but for most parts, let's hope that everything gets fixed. Unfortunately, I'm not the most tech savvy, although, enough to get by. But when I rely on other people for assistance, some unfortunately, they don't always see the urgency in things. So I'm waiting for somebody to help. So that is, I apologize, but we'll have that fixed and then you guys can listen. I hope you get a chance to listen to it because we did a pretty cool, I think it's a pretty cool meditation. If you guys were there, maybe you can leave some comments in the Facebook group so everybody knows what you thought of it. And I think it's helpful. It's especially with the whole energetics of the planet and the density and all of the stuff that we're feeling. I think anything that we can do right now that kind of lightens our load, raises our own frequency and helps us in that way will be most beneficial. I feel like especially those of us who are on the path, who have been on the path, who are, you know, doing the work, showing up. I really feel like as we do this shift into what people are calling 5D, I really feel like we're not going to be able to leave the 3D stuff and go into 5D. So we're going to have to release it, heal it, let it go, work through that stuff before we're able to move on up. So that's, I think that being able to unpack stuff like that and leave it is going to be really, really important. Also, Spirit saying to me right now, our true selves. So having the understanding of our true selves, of who we are, of the identity that we are, that, you know, we're not the, and we talked about this in the satsang, you know, that we're not the mother, the wife, the daughter, the boss, the cook, the waiter. We're none of those things. You know, those are all characters that we play, but that none of those are who we are. And so unfortunately, a lot of times we can really lose sense of who we are in the full expansionness of who we are. And that's kind of where the struggle comes in through doing all of the things as a 3D human. That's kind of where all the struggling stuff comes through. So yeah, go and check that out and listen to it. I will send you guys an email for sure once it is working. I may try and go back in and do it again today, but we'll try and figure it out. I'm still having the lingering neurological stuff, so my time that I can do on electronics has to be very limited right now because a few moments on it and I feel like I'm being electrocuted. So So there's that fun stuff. So I need to make sure that my time is short and sweet when I'm on electronics, on the computers, on the phones, on that stuff. So yes, there's all of that going on. So this week, what I want to do is I'm just going to go in and I'm going to connect and I'm going to find out because when I went in and did the meditation for the group today and went in to find out what was going to be important, what we needed to know, how this was going to help us the most. They were giving me bits of everything. So I'm just going to go in and let them kind of tell us what's important. And then we'll see, what they feel like we should know, what will be most important for us right now. Okay. So we'll just allow them to come in. So many of you are having a gravitational pull, gravitational slide, gravitational crash. Oh, we laugh about this. This is so funny. Into all of the stuff that does not serve you. Feeling the pull of your ego, being led by your ego into things that make you struggle, into the chaos of the mind. Following the distractions of the mind does not serve you. It never has served you. It does not serve you well. You must know this. You must realize this. You can feel this. You have a sense of this, this intuition that you have, this gift that you have been given, this guide that you have. It allows you to navigate through difficult circumstances without the use of the mind, without the use of the rational thinking, without the use of the thoughts. Thought forms create blocks, obstacles in your path, in your physical healing, in your emotional wellness, in your spiritual guide. These blocks tend to trip you up, tend to make you fall. Many of you are having this realization. Many of you are looking behind, wondering who's pushed you, what's pushed you, what's making you fall. Many still have obstacles ahead. For navigational purposes, we have guided you. We have selected you. You are a transference of energy through us, through all beings of existence. This transference of energy is supreme to this planet. You have been chosen to come here now for navigational purposes. You will receive clarity and wisdom. The ultimate healing will come from within. You are the ultimate healing gift. You are the gift. You are the power. You are the light. You are the divine resurrection. This knowing, this remembering must come back to you to fulfill the purpose. All other signs do not matter. All other synchronicities are just guideposts, signposts for navigational purposes. Remember, you are the guide. Resurrection of time is what's happening. Resurrection of timing. Clearing portals, clearing gates. Your job will be to fulfill the prophecy. The knowing, the remembering. Of how to navigate through each circumstance, through the lens of spirit, not being stuck in dense 3D energy, rising above it, many rising out of the ashes. Many sinking to the bottom. All must fulfill the prophecy. All must clear the agenda, remove the ego, take down the blocks. The frequency must rise through us all. You are the beings of light. We are the galactic beings of light. There is a shedding of reversal being done, a shedding of skins, a loosening of frequency. A navigational pull to better energy. Broader forces are coming, much more powerful. Armies of energy are on the planet as we speak. You feel this navigational pull, this calling in your heart center, in your core, in your truth. Allow this calling to be heard. Allow this pull to be felt. You must surrender to ego. You must surrender the fear. You must clear the consequences. We do give you navigational support, navigational direction, concurrency. Without our support, you would be lost. But without our support, you are still a divine soul. You are guidance for others. Many around you have not seen the light, have not heard the truth. They rely on you for your light within, your purpose, your structure, your integrity, your honesty, your truth, your divine being. Clearly, we can support you in this transformation if you allow, if you surrender the need to fulfill the prophecy of egoic minds. True transcendence comes from within and is experienced through consciousness. You have galactic beings by your side. The truths come from within. The truths have been hidden, hidden in the past, not to be hidden in the future. The light from within shines brighter now, more brighter, brighter than before. It's a different frequency, a new wave. A new wave of light, a new way of becoming. Inbound energies are now outbound. Deliverance from pain and suffering. Abundance renewed. Galaxies of freedom. Neurotransmitters renewed. Concurrency in thoughts and belief systems. That is all for now. Okay, guys. How long were we on there for? 14 minutes. Okay. So I would advise doing the same thing again. You can go back, listen to the message, or take notes while you're listening to it, to see what's important. It was very powerful as that was coming through. Yeah, it feels like the channel of communication through them is getting stronger. which is a good thing, so that we have more support, that we can feel that extra support. I know it's not an easy path to be on this path sometimes. It's easy for us to feel like it's not real, or it's not what we think it should be. And they're just flashing the word surrender to me. So I think for myself and for others as well, that will be a big gift to give to ourselves, is that being able to surrender. It's not always easy, because ego always tells us that we need to be doing something. You know, we always need to be actively seeking, searching, healing, always to do stuff to do. But I think it's important right now that we can just be. We can just allow ourselves to be. I feel like when we do that, we have a resurgence of energy. Our power comes back to us. And so maybe that can be our guide for the week, is to just be. Just kind of take a mental vacation. Give your mind permission to just take the week off. And so that we can just float through the week, through the ease, through the grace of God. Okay, my lovelies. Remember, this weekend we have our healing get-together. So that's going to be a live on Saturday, the 21st at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will send out the Zoom link today with your email. And hopefully you guys can come on Saturday for some healing. Okay, sending you guys all huge, huge blessings. And I will talk to you all again soon.